Title: FX Chains for Breakdowns from Scratch Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build something that feels like you could perform it live, but still ends up sounding like a proper, intentional drum and bass breakdown. Because in DNB, the breakdown isn't a break, it's tension design. It's where you control space, expectation, and contrast. So when the drop returns, it feels like the low end got switched back on in a new universe. Today you're building a breakdown FX toolkit inside Ableton Live using Session View. We're going to make FX racks for drums, bass, and Atmos, map them to macros so they behave like instruments, and then use dummy clips and scenes to trigger breakdown states on command. You'll end with three big wins. 1. You can launch breakdown phases instantly with scenes. 2. You can shape everything with a handful of musical macros. 3. You can record a live pass into arrangement and keep the best bits. Let's start. Step 0. Prep Session View like an engineer. Open a DNB project you already have. If you don't, just load a simple loop, drums, bass, and some sort of Atmos or pad. We're not hunting sounds today, we're building control. In Session View, label your tracks clearly. Make a drums group if you're using multiple drum channels, then bass, then Atmos, and optionally a track called Effects or Risers if you like to keep one shot separate. Now, set up return tracks. This is huge for DNB because your breakdowns feel consistent when your send effects are consistent. Return A, call it verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick a hall or plate style. Long decay, like 6 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay around 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient immediately. High cut somewhere around 7 to 10k. Low cut around 150 to 250. And because it's a return, keep it fully wet. Return B, call it dub delay. Put echo on it. Set a DNB friendly time like 1/4 or 3/16. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter it. High pass around 200, low pass around 8 to 10k. Add just a touch of modulation so it moves. Return C, call it smash. Put saturator into a limiter. Drive maybe 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, then a limiter, ceiling at -0.3. This return is for controlled destruction and density without your output jumping all over the place. Quick teacher note, returns are your world. If your returns are dialed, you can do extreme moves on individual tracks, and the track still feels like it belongs to the same space. Now we build the racks. Step 1. The drum breakdown rack. Go to your drums group, or your drum bus, and drop an audio effect rack on it. Name it drum breakdown rack. Inside the rack, create three chains. First chain, clean. This is your baseline. Leave it empty, or add a utility set to normal. This chain is what you come back to when it's time to reset. Second chain, wash. This is the big space, filtered drums breakdown vibe. Add auto filter first. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff fairly open, like around 12k, so you can sweep down later. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. Add a touch of drive if you want grit, but keep it subtle. Then add hybrid reverb. Decay around 5 to 9 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut around 250. High cut around 8 to 10k. And keep wet around 25 to 45% because this is on the chain, not a return. Then add a compressor after it. This is not for slamming. It's to steady the wash so the reverb tail doesn't jump around. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 ms. Release 120 to 250. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when it blooms. Third chain. Crunch stutter. This is jungle chaos but controlled. Start with redux. Downsample somewhere around 8 as a starting point. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. This is your pirate radio texture. Then beat repeat. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/8 to start. Variation around 10 to 20%. Chance around 20 to 40. Gate around 45 to 70. Mix around 15 to 35. The point is you can touch it in for fills, not leave it on like a washing machine. Then add auto filter. Either low pass or band pass. Band pass is the classic telephone tunnel moment. If you go band pass, aim somewhere between about 800 Hz and 2.5k, and push resonance a bit, like 1.2 to 1.6. Then add a limiter at the end of that chain to catch sudden beat repeat spikes. Now the real power, macro mapping. Map macro 1 to your filter sweep. Ideally map it to the auto filter frequency in the wash chain, and also the auto filter frequency in the crunch chain. One knob. Two different kinds of tension. Macro 2, resonance. Macro 3, wash amount. Map to the hybrid reverb wet on the wash chain. Macro 4, stutter mix. Map to beat repeat mix. Macro 5, stutter chance. Macro 6, crunch. Map to redux downsample or bit reduction. Macro 7. Send verb. Yes, map the tracks send to return A. This is one of those feels like cheating pro moves because it makes the rack act like a complete breakdown instrument. Macro 8. Output trim. Put a utility after the rack and map its gain. This is your safety fader. Extra coach move. Build breakdown safety into the rack. Put a utility before the rack as well and map it to a macro called effects input. Set it from minus infinity up to 0 dB. That way, when you do a freeze or a stutter, you can control what's feeding the madness so it doesn't react differently every time. Now set up the chain selector. This is the fun part. Use the chain selector to morph between clean, wash and crunch stutter and map chain selector to a macro called mode. Give clean a range like 0 to 42, wash 43 to 85. Crunch 86 to 127. So now one knob moves you from normal groove to washed breakdown to controlled chaos. Step 2. Bass disappear and return rack. On the bass track, create another audio effect rack called bass breakdown rack. Make two chains, solid and ghost. Solid is basically your normal bass processing. Put a utility at the end with bass mono on, with 100%. That's your drop safe bass line. Ghost is the breakdown version where the bass feels present without dominating the low end. Add auto filter as a low pass. This is key. You're not making it brighter. You're usually doing the opposite. Pulling it down so the true sub disappears and you're left with mid texture. Make a macro range roughly from 200 Hz up to 2K so you can decide how much hint of bass you want. Then add utility. Keep bass mono on. And you can widen to maybe 120 to 160%, but only if you filtered out the sub. If you widen full range bass, it'll collapse in mono and the drop won't feel stable later. Then add echo. Time 3/16 or dotted eighth. Feedback 20 to 35. Dry slash wet 10 to 25. High pass around 300. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Optional, a touch of saturator, like 2 to 5 dB drive, just to keep it audible when filtered. Map macros. Ghost filter to the bass auto filter cutoff. Ghost width to utility width. Ghost delay to echo dry slash wet. And mode to the chain selector between solid and ghost. Teacher note. In DNB, the breakdown often wins by subtraction. You remove true sub and low mid weight so the drop feels like it arrives. If your breakdown keeps full sub, your drop has nowhere to go emotionally. Step 3. The Atmos and Riser Rack. On your Atmos track, or create a new audio track with a pad or noise, add an audio effect rack called Atmos Breakdown Rack. Start with hybrid reverb. Go big. Decay 10 to 20 seconds. Predelay 30 to 60 ms. Low cut 250 to 400 to keep it clean. And map the freeze button to a macro. This is one of the most cinematic, high reward controls in Ableton. Add chorus ensemble next. Amount 15 to 35, slow rate, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. You want movement, not wobble. Add auto filter as a high pass. Map the cutoff from around 80 Hz up to 800 Hz. This is your thin the room out control when tension peaks. Then add shifter, the frequency shifter. Use subtle amounts, like 5 to 25 Hz, and keep mix low, like 5 to 15%. This gives anxiety and lift without writing a melody. Map macros like freeze, air cut for the high pass filter, movement for chorus amount, weirdness for shifter amount or mix. Step 4. Turn session view into breakdown phases. Now we're going to make scenes that behave like states, not random effects. States. At around 174 BPM, make 4 or 5 scenes. Scene 1. Pre-break. Everything normal. Drums mode on clean. Bass mode on solid. Sends normal. Scene 2. Space out. First 4 to 8 bars. Drums go to wash, and your sweep macro closes down to maybe 2 to 4K. Bass goes to ghost and filters down. Increase the reverb send on snares or perks so the rhythm feels like it's moving into a bigger room. Scene 3. Tension. Keep pulling transients back with filter and reverb, but don't kill the groove entirely. Hit Atmos freeze occasionally like a 2-bar hold, and touch crunch stutter for little moments. Not permanently. Scene 4. Fake drop or fill, 1 to 2 bars. This is where beat repeat mix briefly rises, maybe 25 to 40. Bass nearly disappears. Throw a big delay on a vocal or an impact. Scene 5. Drop reset. Everything snaps back. Drums mode to clean. Bass to solid. Freeze off. Filter is open. Set is back to normal or even slightly reduced for the last beat, so the drop hits dry and hard. Now, how do we make scenes actually control the FX? Dummy clips for each track. Create clips that have no audio content but can hold automation. If it's an audio track, you can use an empty audio clip. If it's a MIDI track, Use a blank MIDI clip. These clips will store envelope automation. Click a clip. Open the envelopes box. Choose your device. Choose the parameter and draw the automation for that scene. Do this for rock macros, sends, even device on and off like freeze or beat repeat. This is the core trick. You are composing performance moves. Launch a scene and the whole breakdown state loads instantly. Extra controller tip. If you use a MIDI controller to grab macros after a clip has already moved them, go to preferences, link/tempo/MIDI, and set takeover mode to value scaling. That prevents the knob from jumping when you touch it. Extra coach note. Avoid reverb replaces drums syndrome. If your wash makes it feel like the groove stops, give yourself a dry transient anchor. Duplicate your drum bus to a parallel track called drum anchor. Keep it mostly dry. Maybe high pass it around 120 to 200 so it's just snap and tick. No wait. Then keep it quiet in the breakdown. Just enough that your brain still feels time. Also, make one macro per musical function, whenever possible. Instead of mapping random stuff, think in cause and effect. A distance macro could close the filter, raise reverb send, reduce transient punch, maybe narrow width slightly. One move, one story. Optional advanced variation. Global HP sweep. If you want that DJ style club, save breakdown, add an auto filter high pass on a pre-master group. Map a macro called Global HP from 20 HC up to 250, or even 400. In breakdown scenes, you raise it gradually. On drop reset, you snap it back down. Just be careful. Do this on a pre-master group, not your literal master, if you like to keep mastering chain stable. Optional advanced stutter idea. Beat repeat as a return. Put beat repeat on a return track and only send snare and perk to it. That way, your whole drum loop doesn't get shredded, and the stutters feel like intentional edits. Step 5. Print it into arrangement. Once this feels good in session view, record it like a performance. Arm recording, hit global record, then launch scenes and moment clips in real time. Do one conservative pass, one heavy effects pass, and one minimal pass with one signature moment. Then go into arrangement. Comp the best 16 bars. That's how you get human feeling breakdown automation without drawing a thousand lanes. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. Don't over-verb the low end. This audio version is shortened for playback.